This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook, accounting software designed for your farming or ranching operation. I'm Riley Smith. The EPA has released a new insecticide plan. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
Farmers, are you making six-figure decisions without knowing where your farm really stands? Stop flying blind and start using Ambrook. With Ambrook, you can just walk into bank meetings with confidence, always know your enterprise profitability, and finish bookkeeping in minutes with a mobile app and U.S.-based support. No more spreadsheets or shoeboxes, just clarity and control. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today, and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
The Environmental Protection Agency released a draft of its plan to protect endangered species while still allowing farmers the flexibility to use insecticides to protect their crops. John Walt Boatwright, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the plan was mandated by a court order.
So the administration has been developing a ESA work plan, which was mandated by court order for EPA to expedite their compliance with the Endangered Species Act in terms of pesticide registration. So they have been releasing these strategies to comply with the Endangered Species Act by classes of pesticides.
Boatwright said farmers and ranchers should keep an eye out for impacts to pesticides and pesticide application practices.
It could impact farmers and ranchers as chemistries are being reviewed by EPA. They will pull from this strategy, this document, to potentially apply new mitigation measures to pesticide applications based on their chemistry. The good news is that we won't see these new requirements immediately.
Boatwright said there are still more steps before the plan can be enacted.
The next step in the process is for those insecticides moving forward to have the strategy applied to them at the normal length of the process. Another next step to be watching is that we also expect a fungicide and a rodenticide strategy to be finalized.
For more information, visit fb.org. For this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily newsletter. That way you can get our ag stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.